We're going to now affect the way that air travels through our mouth even more now by changing the position of our tongue. Now, the tongue is a very versatile muscle and it can move in many directions. And actually, for articulation and accents, it's probably the most useful part of your anatomy in creating and shaping sounds. I think, as an articulator, I think it has the most dynamic movement, so it can therefore change its shape in order to create a plethora of different sounds. And again, it's just we've looked at the amount of air that's coming through and the shape of the tunnel that's carrying the air, but once it gets into the mouth, the tongue can really manipulate and make some finer adjustments. And it also can make that tube continue in a different shape, therefore creating different sounds. Let's play with it. Take your tongue and put it to just take the whole thing, however it is, and bring it to the back of your mouth, or like into your throat. Now breathe.
If I speak like that, our tongue goes all the way back.
But if I just relax it now and put it back to as it is, that's how I sound. So just play with the tongue and even put it way forward as well. Even poke it out.
If you speak like this, it's going to create a very different sound. Or if you speak like this, does this sound different to that? That does sound different.
But if you, say, keep the tongue inside your mouth, and to help you do that, you can put the tip of your tongue under the bottom teeth there
and then put everything forward. That way, as I speak, you're seeing a very different sound.
If I bring it back again, it's a very different sound.
So you can relax your tip like that, bring the tip up and the rest of it down, and then you get another different sound altogether.